Money FM 89.3, best of drive time.
Time now to turn our attention to headlines coming out of China. In focus this week, of course, China's Premier Xi Jinping visiting Moscow. It is a three-day state visit. Plus, of course, talking about the former Taiwan President Ma Ying-jeou expecting to visit China this month. Let's get some analysis on these headlines with Dr. O.A. Sun, Senior Fellow, Singapore Institute of International Affairs. Dr. O, good afternoon. How are you?
I am doing okay. Turns out I'm also flying around just like those leaders.
I don't know. Something about the sound of an airport kind of makes you feel relaxed. But let's try and get through these headlines. So we've got Russian President Vladimir Putin and, you know, just for information, praised good old friend Xi Jinping in a newspaper article published in China on the eve of the state visit. The real meaning of Mr. Xi's visit to see Mr. Vladimir Putin, looking for a friend, can he consider or can they consider each other as friends as far as national relations go, Dr. O?
Well, their so-called very comprehensive friendship, not only between the two of them, but between their respective countries, was somewhat put on hold due to the Russian invasion of Ukraine, right? So now I think they would really like to resume that. Because, well, they have a common rival, if not enemy, namely the United States and, by extension, the Western camp. So, of course, then they would like to have, well, a very close relationship with one another. A more generous view would be, of course, that President Xi is playing statesmanship, trying to help resolve the Ukraine crisis and so on. But let's see how it plays out over the next 2 days or so.
Yeah, I want to talk about that one, resolving the Russia-Ukraine crisis. I mean, Mr. Xi calling for a rational way out of this crisis. What kind of progress can we actually expect as far as, you know, trying to deal with this crisis goes where China is concerned?
Well, I think it is very likely that both sides of the Ukrainian standoff would sort of hold on to whatever they could get their hands on the battlefield, in which case Russia will likely retain, for example, the eastern part of Ukraine, Crimea, and so on. Of course, you know, for public consumption, all this could not be explicit. But I think ultimately, whether it's a Chinese proposal or whether it's some other form of negotiations would likely take this turn.
Okay. And we are also expecting some important bilateral documents to be signed. Any clue on what kind of agreements we can expect here?
Not yet, but of course, the Russian side, they are looking for quite a number of manufactured goods, from daily consumption items to more strategic items. China side, of course, they are looking for raw materials. So I think there will be enhanced collaborations in these areas here.
All right. Let's move on to talk about the former Taiwan President Ma Ying-jeou, expected to visit China this month, set to become the first former president to visit China since 1949. Doctor, what are your thoughts on this? How significant is this visit?
Well, I think from President Ma's point of view, he is trying to, in a sense, sort of bring about a breakthrough in the cross-strait relations, which has become rather frozen in recent years. So his party, the Kuomintang Party, well, they did well in the recent local elections, but they were not projected to, for example, win the presidential election in Taiwan. And I think he still holds on to the view that by having what he perceives to be a breakthrough in relations with China, then perhaps his party could perform better in coming general elections and so on. Yeah.
Are we expecting like higher profile leaders to meet with former President Ma?
I would imagine, for example, the chairman of of this CPPCC, the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference, could meet with him, but perhaps not Xi Jinping. Yeah.
All right. Moving on to talk about Hong Kong. Hong Kong is pushing digital assets, which is a contrast to the Chinese mainland, where Beijing has effectively banned trading and stamped out crypto-related activities. So one country, two crypto systems then, Dr. Oh.
Well, before I go to that, I was just wondering, maybe President Xi would actually meet President Ma, because after all, they met each other in Singapore, right?
Oh, right.
Way back in 2015, and I was there. So, well, it would be an opportune time for them to meet again, and that would be sort of a breakthrough that Ma was looking for. But actually, on that,
Dr. Wolf, I'm sorry, you gave me an idea that this really does help push the narrative that President Xi has talked about before with regard to taking back Taiwan, for lack of better choice of words. And peaceful resolution is the name of the game then.
Yes. Of course, then from the Chinese side, they'll say, you see, we push for as far as possible peaceful resolution. The Taiwanese side, they were recalcitrant and so on. So it'll be, I don't actually think it was to resolve this cross-strait confrontation.
But long way more.
Try. Yeah. As for crypto, I think it's one country, two economies. It's like... you know, they were like to sort of taking baby steps and trying out crypto in Hong Kong in sort of a controlled environment. And then if that were sort of controllable, then they might extend it to the rest of China.
Right. Because I understand that Hong Kong's planning to introduce some new rules, I think sometime around June. Basically, this will require crypto trading platforms to be licensed by the Securities and Futures Commission. So this could serve as a compass for China. I don't know. Is there a potential relation to how China had a bit of a tech crackdown? Is it too much to speculate that because of this, it's kind of preparing the landscape for a very well-regulated crypto system?
Well, that and also Hong Kong is not doing very well financially and economically. So it would try to look for, shall we say, new economic niche for it to hopefully flourish a little bit here. I mean, well, Singapore has been taking a lot of sunshines away from Hong Kong in economic terms, so they will have to look for their new niche.
Oh dear. Yeah. All right, I've been speaking with Dr. O.A. Sun, Senior Fellow, Singapore Institute of International Affairs. Dr. O, as always, I do appreciate your time. Take care and have a great Tuesday evening.
Well, thank you very much indeed.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.